Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Chavdeis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph on the fourth line, B'loi B'Shem and Sefer. The Mishnah said that B'loi B'Shem and Sefer, one may not use Shem and Sefer, which is Truma, which has become Tommy. Am of Chista, Zaysemeres, Sha'osla, Hatzisla, Or, B'Maduras Kodshim, Yidalika V'Lechas B'Shabbos. Rav Chista infers that we may not light on Erev Shabbos a fire to burn Pasul Kodshim, and it will burn on Shabbos. Natanin and Ma'achizin is Ha'or, from the Durs Beis HaMoked, of the Gvulim, today Sha'itz is Ha'or, blah, blah, blah. The Gemara asks from a Mishnah, we light the fire in the Beis HaMoked, outside the Mikdash, the majority must catch fire. Presumably we are lenient in the Beis HaMoked because Kahanim is zealous, and if so we should be lenient also for Shem and Sefer, which is Tamei Truma, because Kahanim are the ones that burn it. Amar Rav Yosef v'Shabbos k'siv leisase k'malacha nasis imeileo v'mhocha ha-toyu amar ein sof nesakotchim v'yomtev ein sof leima v'Shabbos. Rav Yosef answers that it says about Shabbos leisase k'malacha you shall not do any malacha, but malacha may occur by itself. However, here the Torah said that we do not burn kodchim on yomtev and all also on Shabbos. Ma chamis leim akein, what's the source to say that we do not burn kodchim on yomtev? The answer is the pasuk says in Shmaya Perek Yud Beis pasuk Yud, you shall not leave it over until the morning, and when you leave it until the morning, you shall burn it in fire. It mentions the word morning twice to teach that we burn Noisa of Pesach after two mornings came, which means after the morning of the 15th and the morning of the 16th. And it says in Vayikra Pek Zion, Pasigud Zion, and one who leaves over from the flesh of the korban on the third day shall burn it in fire. And also Noisa Flom is burned on the third day. Marulad Sif is Ha'or Maduras Chametz. They want light Chametz on Erev Yomtev to burn on Yomtev or Shabbos. Man de Yalefla Menoisa Osa, Man de Loi Yalefla Menoisa Muta. The answer is the one who learns that Bio Chametz is through burning from Noisa, then he forbids, just like Noisa. The one who does not learn from Noisa, he permits. Rav Acha B'Shem Rav Chista, Zayis Amer Shemutra Asis Zahor, V'Maduras Kodshim V'Yidaleika V'Yileches B'Shabbos. Rav Acha, quoting Rav Chista, said that Mishnayos teach that one may light on Erev Shabbos a fire to burn Pasul Kodshim, and it will burn on Shabbos, which is unlike we brought above from Rav Chista. He explains the source. V'Hatanin Emalikin. The Shem and Sefer Yomtov. Well, our Mishnah forbids using Shem and Sefer for the Shabbos candles. Why do we need another Mishnah when we not burn Shem and Sefer on Yomtov? We learn the Issa to burn on Shabbos from a verse that forbids on Yomtov. If Le Yomtov Shechal Yez B'Shabbos, the answer is the other Mishnah teaches that our Mishnah forbids due to Yomtov that falls on Erev Shabbos. But when Erev Shabbos is a Yom Chol, it's permitted. Me'ata imalikim b'Shem and Sefer b'Laila al Shem she'en Sefer nesakotim b'Laila. They're going to ask, well, if so, we should say that we may not light Shem and Sefer at night, because we don't burn Kodjim at night. Rabbi Yochanan answers that this is like with Bishmol. This is like with Bishmol says that a baby whose time passed for the correct day of circumcision is circumcised during the day or night. So Kodjim whose time passed are burnt during the day or night. Ma islach shemen sefer she'avaz mana? Can you say that shemen sefer its time passed? Since you cannot, it should always be burned during the day. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi mekayin shenitma kami she'avaz mana. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi answers that since it became tamei, it is as if its time passed. And it should say now amalei Rabbi Yochanan v'yesh should say ke'ein zu kol mechuyuvei tvilos tovlem kadalkam v'yom chut midav yeledes. We'll bring a support, says Rabbi Yochanan, because we find like this, anyone obligated to immerse, he immerses normally during the day, except for Nidor or Yiledes, who immerses only at night. And Nidor, whose time passed, immerses during the day or at night. Rabbi Chiyah Ba'Abba expounded to the people of Tzur, and Nidor, whose time passed, immerses during the day or night. I should say now, Tani Rav Yosi Kami Rav Yochanan Minayin Lakola Nimolim Shalayim Nimolim Ela Beyoim Tamid Leima Ul Beyoim. Should say Rav Yossi said in front of Rav Yochanan, what's the source for all who are circumcised, that they're circumcised only during the day? It says, Uvayoim, and the prefix Vav includes Mila after the eighth day. Then Bavel, they say that even if the time passed, meaning she immerses only at night, due to her mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Isha Achas, Misha Rabbisenu, Ro Isa Tevilus Kadak, Abayoim, Nema Mauberes, Zman Haisa. One wife of our rabbis, they saw her immersed normally during the day. We must say that her time had passed. This shows that she wasn't concerned for the stringency of the Chacham ben Bavel. Neda shen en sabatavla shemi shamai b'shem Rav Tahira lebeisa v'tameh l'taharas. If a neda immersed unwillingly, Shammai says in the name of Rav that she is Tahira for her husband and Tameh for Taharas. Rav Elaza b'shem Rabbi Chanina tameh ben lebeisa ben l'taharas was Rav Elaza. Quoting, Rav Chanina said that she is tameh both for her husband and for Taharas. Ma'ataima What's the source? The Pasuk says in Vayikra Yudgimel Pasuk Nun Ches, and he will wash a second time and he'll purify, just like the first Tevila was intentional, also the second. Minayin Shavishoyin Ladas, and what's the source of the first was intentional? Receive Akoyin Vekibsa Ladas. And it's the Pasuk there in Nandala that says, and the Kohen will command and he will wash, and that's intentionally.